The CIA is pushing crack in the ghettos of LA, while the food crops in Colombia get sprayed by the DEA. The FBI is reading your email with something called the carnivore, while the rich are getting richer and the poor are staying poor. They're launching nuclear-powered ships up into space. One little accident could wipe out half the human race. They're putting radioactive waste into your silverware, or maybe your toaster, or perhaps your wheelchair. The Air Force is bombing Iraq every other day. They don't like the government, so the children have to pay. And the ozone hole is growing, the sheep are going blind, while the U.S. spends more on arms than the rest of the world combined. Journalists are getting fired from San Jose to Atlanta when they write about reality, not a fluff piece for Fanta. A death threat every week, and sometimes life is short when the truth is too dangerous for someone to report. And who will tell the people that free speech is a ruse? The corporations run the country, and then they make the news. Is it media or mind control, heroic victories or crimes? Who will tell the people that we're living in these times? The cancer rates are skyrocketing, though people are smoking less. If you live near a nuke, your life is bound to be a mess. Clean water's almost gone all over the earth, and what's left they want to privatize and see how much it's worth. Chevron is gunning down the students of Nigeria, turning the land to waste while the babies die of diphtheria. And the temperatures are rising, the world's forests are on fire. Pretty soon Brazil will be one raging funeral pyre. And who will tell the people that free speech is a ruse? The corporations.
Good morning, or good evening, or good afternoon, depending on what time you're listening. It's morning, actually, when I'm recording this. And did I just say welcome to another installment of Tokyo Progressive's Chocopol News? And as I hope most people know, we have a website at http://tokyoprogressive.org, or sometimes when that's not up, the other one is http://aronson.org. Aronson is spelled A-R-E-N-S-O-N. And today I've got a little quiz for you. Comes directly from the website, and it says, which American official said that, quote, we, unquote, are willing to pay the price of killing hundreds of thousands of Iraqi kids to get rid of the Iraqi president? The answer? Well, I'll give you a hint in a minute, but anyway, the only hint I'll tell you is that it's on the website, and if you go to the website and click on What's New, look down toward December 13th or so, you'll see a link. That said, let me give you one more quiz question. Which American official said that it was okay to pollute the Third World since they are going to die young anyway? The answer? Let me give you a hint. Do the initials IMF mean anything to you? Okay, anyway, those answers are both on the website at http://aronson.org, and you click on the, I think it's a TV, if I remember correctly, What's New, and look down toward the middle of December, December 13th, actually. That same issue, or that same week, we have a number of links for teachers. And, for example, one about high-stakes testing. There are several articles on that, and this should be of something of interest to people both here in Japan and elsewhere. In fact, there's a very good article by Alfie Cohen, who is a well-known person writing on the phenomenon of high-stakes testing. And his article is called Punished by Rewards. There are also some links to a very good website called Rethinking Schools. And my own paper that I did for the 2001 JALT conference in Kitakyushu about critical media. In fact, in the current issue of Tokyo Progressive that just came out on Christmas Day, I have a request. And that request is for any teachers out there who are working with critical media literacy, progressive perspectives on current events, to get in touch with me about possibly doing a workshop at the next JALT convention, JALT, Japanese Association for Language Teaching, on that issue, some of the things that we do here on Tokyo Progressive, for example. I'd like to also mention that as of this week, Tokyo Progressive has forums for talking about these issues. And you can get there by the via the main website address, and you just click on forums, as a matter of fact. And you'll see there are a number of forums. One is called Chocopol Talk, which has several discussions, including one called Teach Media. There's another one, Peace Talk. And there is one for talking about any or all other issues on the website. There's also something for my students' newspaper, which is called Nichibei Shimbun, and that's for discussing their effort. So I hope you'll take a look. Meanwhile, before we talk a little bit more about what's on the website recently, and another request that I have, why don't we listen to Joan Baez doing two selections. One, a poem by Norman Rustin called In Guernica, and another one called O Little Child, which is a poem set to music by Henry Treece. Actually, Henry Treece didn't set it to music, I hope. I think it was Peter Schickele, otherwise known as P.D.Q. Bach, but the poem by Henry Treece was set to music and sung by Joan Baez way back in the 1970s. So, without further ado, here are those two numbers.
Child, see how the flower you pluck bleeds on the iron ground. Bend down, your ears may catch its voice, a passionless, low sobbing sound. Your sword and see the brother that you did to death. There is no hatred in his eye, no curses crackle in his breath.
In Guernica, the dead children were laid out in order upon the sidewalk, in their white starched dresses, in their pitiful white dresses. On their foreheads and breasts are the little holes where death came in as thunder while they were playing their important summer games. Do not weep for them, Madre. They're gone forever, the little ones, straight to heaven, to the saints, and God will fill the bullet holes with candy.
That was Joan Baez doing Henry Treece's O Little Child and Norman Rustin's In Guernica. And before I go any further, I forgot to mention that the intro music today and the outro music, the other half of the song, is by David Rovix, and it's a song that he wrote for the program on Pacifica Network in the United States called Democracy Now! And he manages to put every major issue into one song. He's amazing the way that he does that. And for those of you who don't know, Pacifica has been under siege for the last few years by some of its more conservative board members, or should I use the word more liberal board members in the negative sense of the word liberal, in that they are trying to move Pacifica over to a more corporate mindset, the idea of trying to increase business. Now, this is a station that was founded by a pacifist, and most of the staff of the Pacifica affiliated stations have been up in arms. At the same time that Pacifica promotes its flagship program called Democracy Now!, it has effectively fired its host, Amy Goodman, because for insubordination, for supporting striking workers at the other stations. And David Rovics pays tribute to that program and to the dying spirit of Pacifica Radio in his song, Democracy Now! And let me mention a few other things that are on our website as of December 25th. Of course, these will move down. The website has a What's New section, and as new things come in, old things move down. But as of December 25th, in addition to the information about the new forums we have on the website I mentioned just before, you can find several important links. And one of them is from Jewish Peace News, and an article entitled Israel's Dead End, Edward Said wondering whether Israel is more secure now that it has gone after every, you know, even Yasser Arafat. And also an important article for me is an article by a veteran activist with a single name, Starhawk, entitled Keeping Repression in Perspective. And in it, Starhawk talks about some of the conspiracy theories that have been going around about how the anything and everything, for example, how repression is so bad in the United States that we can't possibly do anything to fight it, and also some of the other theories, for example, about did the CIA actually plan the attack on the World Trade Center. And she's not trying to say that people do not have the right to talk about and even speculate about all kinds of horror stories. But I think her point is that things are horrible enough without these stories. And when we do have these stories circulating on the web, even we had a bit of a problem with one of our listeners, readers here, submitting such a story and my saying, I don't think it really fits. I think the point is that these stories tend to actually make people afraid to stand up and fight against things like war and oppression. And if that's their effect, then one has to question whether they have any value. And I think Starhawk is saying that we've got to keep fighting the good fight. There's also in the very same issue an article by Edward Herman, who ordinarily writes with Noam Chomsky, and he talks about coalitions of the willing, coerced, and bribed, about those nations who support the U.S. and the Japan, I almost said, well, maybe so. Japan is one of those nations, the U.S. and the British in Afghanistan. And he asks why they do. He notes that Nelson Mandela, for one, actually has stood up and supported the U.S.-British coalition, unquote, quote, unquote. And he talks about Nelson Mandela should have known better, because Nelson Mandela was himself a victim of the CIA when it assisted the apartheid regime in South Africa. So these are some of the things that are on the most recent issue of Tokyo Progressive. I would also like to mention that we are starting to get inquiries from people out there about publicizing their activities and right here on this show. And I had two this morning. One is from somebody who's doing a bike-a-thon, and another is from somebody with some kind of business. And I do want to stress that we're trying to highlight activities of activists in Japan, people who are active in various social causes. So it's not free advertising at all. In fact, quite the opposite. We don't want to talk about businesses unless these businesses are perhaps socially progressive or socially responsible. But I think we do want to highlight the activities of people who are doing things so that people who are listening who would like to participate and help and get involved can do something. So if you'll contact me by sending me email to paul@tokyoprogressive.org or paul@aronson.org, A-R-E-N-S-O-N, and let me know if you're interested in being interviewed or having a little bit of a plug on this show, and we'll see what we can do. Until then, hope to wish you well. Happy New Year. And here's the rest of that David Rovics song,
that we're living Democracy in Now. These times.
Thank you.
One in three adult Americans cannot read or write, and their children go to bed hungry every night. 2 million U.S. citizens are rotting behind bars, and while they're there, they're working hard building parts for cars. The Army's running torture schools to keep the earth under control, and they're relocating Navajos so they can mine some extra coal. Our taxes pay McDonald's to sell tumors in Shanghai, while 100,000 poison vets are just about to die. And who will tell the people that free speech is a ruse? The corporations run the country, and then they make the news. Is it media or mind control, heroic victories or crimes? Who will tell the people that we're living in these times? And the people are resisting wherever you may go, and this is the single biggest fact they don't want you to know. From New Delhi to New Mexico, there are battles going on, and the darkest hour is just before the dawn. In Berkeley and New York, they're raiding radio stations, trying to turn the voice of the people into the voice of the corporations. Will we seize the airwaves, wipe the sweat off of our brow, stand and face the beast and shout democracy now? Who will tell the people that free speech is a ruse? The corporations run the country, and then they make the news. Is it media or mind control, heroic victories or crimes? Who will tell the people that we're living in these times? That we're living in these times? That we're living in these times.